Chris New says he was shoved out the door for health care, gets slimed on the hill, or does he? We'll talk about that here on America Tonight. Also, crazy statistic I happened to learn today when I was going through a bunch of internet sites, but it is true, it's not a hoax. 1 in 6 Americans are infected with herpes. I don't know anyone who has herpes. So what's going on with that? Somehow that gets lost. I thought we were all coming down with swine flu, but apparently people are coming down with herpes. What does it all mean? We'll jump into that. And probably the worst headline that I saw was these new rules that might forbid us all, those of us who like to take that fishing rod and throw it out there, in some of the coastal areas, some of the Great Lakes, and even those inland waters. That's kind of where I grew up, on the Jersey Shore. Some new rules might not allow us to drop those fishing lines. Yikes. And there is more of a ripple effect for those ID cards, the national ID card that's being talked about. Yeah. Well, there are more reverberations, is probably the better way to put it, across the nation once people are starting to get wind of this whole idea and that it's for real. It's not just a fantasy. It really could be happening pretty soon somewhere in a town near you. With that said, here we go. Square one, Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. Remember, the show is for all of you, and it's about the conversation all around the globe and here in our own neck of the woods, left, south, and everywhere in between and in the east. You can always chime in and throw in your 2 cents by jingling these numbers, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you decide to latch on to something we're talking about and you don't have a cell phone and you're driving around somewhere, good luck trying to find a payphone. I don't know why I'm bringing this up right at the top. Today I was running, and I ran by a Chevron station, the one station that had a big phone booth outside of it. And I noticed that, I don't know if they took the phone away or somebody ripped off the phone, but the phone was gone. So I thought, man, somebody stops, their cell phone doesn't have juice, they don't have a way to connect the cell phone in the car. I mean, who knows what? And they can't even find a little old payphone anywhere. Do you notice that? You see cell phone, regular phones rather, not cell phones, regular phones, payphones, when you're shopping somewhere in the mall, I don't know, outside of the grocery stores. I really think pretty much almost all of the phones are history. Even at the airport, I noticed I had a hard time trying to locate a payphone. Well, things could change for us as far as locating you and I if it comes down to the national ID card. And I brought this up on our last show just a little bit, just briefly, some broad strokes. But the Wall Street Journal, I think today, did a big story on what we were talking about, the fact that what's pretty much at the center of this new immigration plan that's being discussed is the ID card. Now, here's how it would work. Under this plan has not been passed, it's not been voted on, any of that, but it's being discussed. Under this new plan, all legal U.S. workers, including citizens and immigrants, would be issued these ID cards, okay? And the ID card would have your info, it would be embedded with information, fingerprints. That would be one of the number one things on the card. So it would tie you to the work, to your work, wherever you work. Can you imagine? So the ID, and this is the reason why, because I think it would spread to so many other things. It's one of the top plans being discussed and a way to overhaul immigration, according to some of the people on the Hill, heavily backed by Chuck Schumer in New York. And he's got help across the aisle with Lindsey Graham, you know, the longtime senator from South Carolina. They're going to meet with the president later this week. I think I mentioned that when I talked about it before. And the White House right now, knowing that this biometric card is radioactive, because a lot of people don't like the idea, they haven't really taken any kind of a stand on this. To me, what Schumer says, is he says it's the way to solve the dilemma of immigration. If somebody comes over, they have to, you have to have a card. You have to be fingerprinted. You'd have to have it. You can't get a job when you come here. So it would put the brakes on illegal immigration. Well, let's just say to that, if there's a way to counterfeit almost anything, which there is, there's always a way to find an angle. I have a feeling there'd be a way to find an angle here. If people that are in the country illegally have phony Social Security numbers and they were able to do that, I still think, even with fingerprinting, there might be a way to crack the biometric card. But to me, forget all that. The biggest objection I have to the ID card is the fact that the government, it's just enabling them. It's like giving them a GPS to who I am and where I am, which they probably already know. And they probably know, everybody listening to me, they probably might know the same thing about you, but I don't want to go Logan's Run. I don't want to have a card that, first of all, I don't want another card that I have to find. I can barely remember half of my passwords and passcodes and everything else now. And the last thing I want is some ID card that I have to keep track of. And geez, if I can't find it, I can't get on the plane. Now, you can make the argument, well, don't you have to do that with your license or your passport or your birth certificate or any of that? Yeah, but the idea that I would have to be fingerprinted and it would be in a system, I think it absolutely violates privacy laws across the board. I mean, absolutely to me. And I also mentioned this last time around that the ACLU, which I rarely agree with anything that they're doing, they're taking a stand against it, saying that fingerprinting every American and treating us like criminals in order to work is just wrong. That to work you would have to get this card. And it would spread. It would spread to other things. It would probably spread to voting. They have cards like this in other countries. I have mentioned I've spent time in Ecuador, and in Ecuador you carry a voting card which has your information, the fingerprinting, the whole thing. And in fact, if you don't vote, it's against the law not to vote, theoretically, in Ecuador. If you don't vote, you can't leave the country until you cast a vote for whatever the election is, particularly the presidential elections there. And, I mean, I hate the idea. And to try to argue, well, we all have Social Security cards. Yeah, but, geez, to me, there's just one step. This is one step in the wrong direction. I mean, should really American workers and then eligible, quotes, eligible people in this country, immigrants in this country, have this biometric ID card? Geez, what do you think? You want to run around with a biometric ID card? Eh. And I've also brought this up before, too, and you may be familiar with this. Some people are working in places where they have an online system called E-Verify, and that checks whether or not you're in the U.S. legally. I like that idea. A lot of businesses don't because it costs them a pretty penny to implement it, but I think this is really the way to go. You might disagree, agree, or really have no opinion whatsoever on this. 800, that's the beauty of America tonight. We talk about so many things. 800-259-5791. The financial guru of ATN, Saul Album, is in the wings. We'll talk to him next.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, there ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, 'cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Coming up on America Tonight, sadly, we were mentioning the story about that oil executive from Houston who was missing. His family was distraught. Boy, they were handing out flyers. They did find his body in the Mississippi River. So what do the police suspect? We'll give you the latest on that one. Hey, if you've been investing in the stock market, you know, the whole idea, of course, is to diversify. And how many times have we said that on America Tonight when people have started to talk about, geez, what do? I don't have any kind of a pension or whatever. You probably, the last couple of days, you might be smiling because the stocks have certainly risen after we kind of hit bottom maybe a year and a half ago. Who better to talk about all that financial stuff with them, the financial guru of ATM. We have him on every couple of weeks, Saul Album. Hey, Saul.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, stocks are up about 70, depending on what index you look at, about 74% of the trailing. That means just the last, from this day, 12 months backwards, 365 days backwards, about 70%. That's right.
Do you attribute some of this to job growth and that there's this push to create more jobs and there's less cutting of jobs, perhaps?
You know, that's a great question, and I was listening to two friends of mine who are both hedge fund managers discuss this, and I've come to the conclusion that I agree with George Soros that when interest rates are low, it creates bubbles. And that's what we have with the stocks, is that it's just, you know, 1-2% cheap money on the short term, and 10% bonds or 10-year bonds are paying about less than 5%. So it's just real cheap money out there. It's just real easy to put money to work, which is the whole point of having low interest rates. So we've kind of created a big bubble, and that's what happens. I credit it actually not to jobs, because our real employment rate, unemployment rate, is around 20%. It's a simple fact that we have low interest rates, so that's what happens. You have bubbles when you have low interest rates.
All right, so look for those low interest rates. It's interesting. I agree with you about the jobs, by the way. I think that number is much higher than the 10% that's floating around out there. And then it doesn't even include, Saul, as you know, so many people. I mean, you and I both know people like this, so many people who are underemployed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's really tough. If you're not working, it used to be the joke where a couple months ago was, you're the joker working two jobs, taking the job from me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now it's I'm working three jobs and now taking the third job away from the guy with two jobs, right? So it's real tough out there, and I'm sure all your listeners are feeling the pain. Oil's going up a little bit, around $80 a barrel, we're not the only country that are having problems.
No, certainly not. We'll talk about that in a second, the problem with Greece, and then forecasting down the road about Japan. There's been a lot of conversation about that. But first, let's talk about the dollar. What's going on with the dollar? Seeing a bounce back there on the dollar. How about that? And you talked about the record low interest rate. So, what does that do ultimately to the dollar?
Well, the largest short position. Okay, it's been so wild since I've been in media, so I gotta forgive me if I keep using all these financial terms. Basically a bunch of rich guys, hedge fund managers, have been betting that the dollar will go down. And they've been doing that. The problem is we're saying, well, hey, things are so terrible here in the U.S., let's bet the dollar goes down. Well, guess what? Things in the rest of the world the rest of the developing world are worse. So the British pound has appreciated against us, and many other the euro has appreciated against the dollar. The yen has strengthened against the dollar in the other way, and a lot of them have gotten hurt pretty bad. So we're going to see the U.S. dollar move up and down just in our trading range where we are, because even though we're not fundamentally sound, we're still better than the other joker. It's like being kind of the geeky. Being the kind of the medium pretty girl in the room full of ugly girls. It's like you're going to get asked out even though you're not the
prettiest,
the best looking.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so speaking of looking good and not looking so good, what's happening with Japan? There's been a lot of discussion lately on the Japanese. You were talking about, you mentioned the yen briefly. So why is Japan in trouble, and why are they going to see more trouble coming up down the road?
Okay. First, the easiest place to hide is right in front of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like all
mm-hmm.
these mortgage-backed securities, this was going on for a long time. People were watching it. People knew about Greece. So it's just a matter of catching on to the collective, to the average person out there. So, we talked about this about 2 weeks ago, and I've been hearing rumblings about Japan, for the better part of 6 months, but it really came to a head about 4 months ago, 3 months ago. So it's good that we finally get a chance to talk about this. Right now, Japan ran a budget deficit last year of 40%. Now that might not. Now, so we have to give them credit because they let us win. Now we did run a 45% budget deficit, but they're running 40%. Now that's where things sound bad and start to get worse. Currently, I'm going to throw out a bunch of statistics and we can talk about the results of this. So. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little doomy and gloomy. Okay. Right now, the 35% of Japan's budget, meaning that, the money that they go in goes just to pay interest rates alone. That's it. Okay. Also about 45% of their gross domestic product, okay, meaning that the income coming in for the entire year is due this year, 2010, meaning that they got to find buyers for 45% of their gross domestic product this year. Okay, now it gets worse. Okay, so 45%. 100% of their gross domestic product comes due within 5 years. Right now, they have a declining population. Their savings rates have plummeted over the last 12 years from 18%. Remember, we always talk about the Chinese and the
sure.
Japanese being great savers, remember?
Right, right.
Okay. Well, guess what? That's declined. Now it's 2% and declining faster.
Wow, from 18% to 2%.
That's right.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, that's bad.
You know, whatever we always talk about, Kate, I encourage your listeners just to Google it. I mean, a lot of things are just so obvious that it's like I'm really surprised people aren't
don't realize it.
You just Google it. Okay. So, okay, what else? Okay. So, the national ratio of okay. So now, when you add up all of their national debt and their guarantees and things like that, the Japanese government owes 200% of gross domestic product. Okay, that's 200%. Now remember, we're crying over here about 90% debt to country. So here's the bottom line for everybody to listen. So why is this? What's going to be a catalyst, and what does this mean? So bottom line is, Japanese have been buying their own debt. They've been servicing it. So they have to start, or put it this way, the Japanese people have been buying their own debt, and eventually they're running out of money. So they're going to have to look outside their country to finance their debt. Okay, now right now they're paying about 1.5%. Well, guess what? Remember we told you the savings rate is now 2%. It's going to go negative. That means they got to look elsewhere. Well, that means they have to offer competitive rates. They have to, instead, remember we always talked about, or we always read about Japan having 1% interest rates. Well, that means they're going to have to start offering 6% rates like Greece. Okay? So
wow.
If that goes up, remember, that's right. They're paying 1% interest rate and 35% of their budget. Now, what happens when that goes up six times, right? Now, they pay 6%, that breaks the bank.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Well, great explanation, by the way. Yeah, it's obviously very ugly in Japan, and they're peddling fast.
Right.
What are they going to do? You know, they're stuck. Absolutely. Always fun to talk to you, my friend. If somebody wants to shoot you an email, where can they find you again?
TexasAtlanticCapital.com.
TexasAtlanticCapital.com. Easy to remember. So we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
I'll have my ID card ready.
Yeah, we'll have a conversation about that. Coming up on the flip side, the Toyota conundrum. Hang with us.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. So spend your money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own.
All right, let's get to the root of it. Politics, both overseas and here, although the two politicians I'm going to let you hear, one of them happens to be the Prime Minister of Greece, but he was meeting with the President, and the other is Governor, used to be the Governor, George Pataki of New York, had some interesting thoughts about people in office. And in light of what's going on with Governor Patterson, of course, that's been a really weird flip-flop back and forth. So I'm going to let you hear both of those comments in just a second as we do our own little mini swirl here. But first, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, on my way home. Still at work.
Cool.
So were we discussing Patterson?
Patterson, the whole Patterson thing is a mess. I mean, he's trying to cover up for an aide that he helped, that he jumped in the middle of a domestic violence thing, and he's not going to run again. And, you know, there were a couple of different things that he messed up, I think, along the way. And so that's the deal with Patterson. But it's politics as usual. I think the thing we were talking about earlier that's interesting is this Congressman Massa, who says he got thrown under the bus because he's a Democrat, he wasn't going to vote for health care, and he was going to mess up even more the numbers in the House. So suddenly there was this ethics complaint filed against him saying that he sexually groped a male staffer. I mean, but he didn't. I mean, he was a little bit bummed. He was at a New Year's Eve party, I believe this, and he was with his wife, and they, you know, the guy made a comment to him, and he made a comment back, and it was, they were joking, but now they stretched it to mean something else.
Oh, try to make something out.
Yeah, exactly, make something out of nothing, but it would be a good way to shove him out.
But ain't that Patterson, is he the governor of New York?
He is. He's the governor of New York for now, but he's not going to run next time around. And he, you know, there was pressure on him to resign, and he is hanging on for dear life. He does not want to resign. He wants to make it all the way through the rest of this year.
I was thinking, can he pardon that aide?
Well, the aide, what happened with the aide is that he covered up for the aide back in earlier days when he allegedly was in the middle of this domestic violence deal.
Oh.
And the woman was going to file a criminal complaints against him and had evidence and all that stuff, but he talked her down out of it, as did another prosecutor, to cover up for him.
Well, he ain't registered then, is he?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. He's just trying to cover it up.
Yeah, just trying to shove it under the rug. And what happened is the New York Times did an expose, sort of, where they went through various screw-ups in his administration, and that was one of them.
Oh, not like he's done for then. Anyway, I was reading the sports page today. They said they're going to sign Michael Vick for a year.
Yeah, they're going to pay him a chunky bit of money, and the Eagles are doing that, and I'm not surprised.
And then try to trade him for something?
Do I think they'll try to trade him for something?
Yeah. I don't know.
No. I think that what's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Eagles is, what about Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
And I think that the sentiment in Philadelphia, just among the fans, not so much the owner of the team, Jeffrey Lurie, is somebody has to go here. If it wasn't Andy Reid, then it needs to be Donovan McNabb, because they're just never... They get so close, and they, you know, to the Super Bowl, and then they blow it.
Yeah.
And the fans sort of have, it's weird to say that, because there's other teams that would love to even get as close as the Eagles have, but they're tired of the situation there. And I think that, I think McNabb is going to be the guy who sacrificed.
He's going to be leaving then.
Yeah, I think he's going to be leaving. I think something will happen with McNabb.
Yeah. Well, I just read in the paper that they're going to sign Vic for a year, then
that makes sense, though. Doesn't it make sense, though? They would sign him for a year if they, boy, in the money they would save. McNabb's gone. Let's say McNabb goes. They put Vic in the slot, and they save a lot of money. And Vic takes it because of everything that serving the time, getting out. Now he's getting back into the better graces of people, and that's the opportunity for him to be the signal caller.
Yeah, he could be like Tiger Woods, make his comeback.
Yeah, supposedly Tiger Woods was seen actually embracing his wife, giving her a little peck on the cheek. So she's thawing out, I guess.
Well, yeah, wasn't she supposed to get $80 million if she stuck with him?
Yeah, remember that? If she would just stand by him for another year or two, that's what she would get?
Yeah, I could see her point, getting $80 million just as hang around for another year or two.
If you just pretend and you just, you know, you just kind of be my arm candy princess, then don't worry, I'll add millions more onto the paycheck.
Sure, she could go around the world and travel like Hillary and Bill. You never see them together.
That's right. She could just be her own woman, do whatever she wants to do after that.
You need to text message me, you know, send me a text message or whatever. I'll be over in Europe somewhere or something.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Interesting.
Well, you all ready for St. Patrick's Day?
Of course. I'm going to be in New York City, so that's where everything's green.
Are you going to sing again?
I'm not going to sing.
You're not?
No, one time for a bet, that's it.
You're not going to sing that? What's that Irish song that they sing all the time at a funeral?
Danny Boy.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know the words to that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay.
Forget about it. That's not happening. In your dreams, but I don't think so. Oh, St. Patrick's Day, always a fun time of year. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, drive safely.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later then.
All right, check it out. It's interesting, we're talking about the Michael Vick situation. Hey, Matt, you're a big sports fan, and Vick is under contract to the Eagles. He gets that money, but the Rams still, we're talking about, there's a bunch of rumors that they were trying to pursue Vick.
Right.
They were even floating it out that he could be a big difference maker on any team. I think they were kind of testing the waters even to hear what the fans would say.
Well, the Eagles, they had the roster bonus that they had to pay him. It was $1.5 million, so that goes right into Vic's pocket.
Yeah.
And they're keeping him on the squad right now because they don't have a suitable trade partner right now.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
And actually, I think it's kind of funny because Vic is still an Eagle right now, but all the things he talks about is playing for the Rams or playing for the Carolina Panthers or other teams, and so it's not really making the Eagles, you know, job any easier. Yeah, because everyone knows that he's not going to be there, so the Eagles, you know, his trade value is not as high as it would be if the Eagles could somehow try to persuade teams that, oh, we're actually going to keep him.
Right. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. You're absolutely right. What is it? You know what? I mean, actually, for the Rams, Vic would be perfect for them. He would fit into their system. I think so. He would be great. Just from the athletic point of view, the fact that he can run and throw because if you think about it, really, I'm thinking of the Rams. They don't have a great offensive line, so he can move around. But
right.
I don't know. I mean, it's a mystery because I really hear that it's McNabb, forget about it. And then you look at the roster of quarterbacks for the Eagles, they're going to make some kind of move there anyway. They're going to try to get the best, as you said, they're going to try to get their best value that they can get, I think, on the trade wires, whatever that might be. But, you know, who knows? And you're right, Vic, it's funny, he keeps pushing that. He was on a radio station somewhere, and he was saying he's just confident that he would be a difference maker for the Rams and blah, 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 whatever. All right, we promised this, so let's jump to it. Okay, the Prime Minister of Greece was in town. Did you know that? Yeah, Greece having a lot of problems lately. That's why the visit, of course, with their enormous debts. There's been some frenzied trading, to say the least. And here's what the Prime Minister had to say.
We are doing what it takes with determination and credibility to steer our economy on a new path, a viable path for the future. Revamping our public administration, health and education system, our tax system, cutting down bureaucracy, opening up for investment, particularly in areas such as the green economy and tourism. But also furthering our strategic role for peace and stability in the Balkans and promoting solutions to conflicts that have festered for long, such as in Cyprus and in Greek-Turkish relations. Let me quote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere," said by Martin Luther King in his famous letter from Birmingham Jail. Greece will continue to stand with the United States in our common quest for justice against all forms of tyranny and oppression in order to keep our world a place where it is worth living.
All right, so there he was talking about what they're trying to do. You hear what he says, where it's a place where it's worth living. And he was talking about the programs they were trying to pump up. That's what he was stumping for. And, you know, they're in big trouble, still flailing from, as I said, that enormous debt that is hanging over their heads, but swimming upstream, as it were, and against all odds, and trying to figure out a way to get out of the massive amount of money, or I shouldn't say get out of, but pay back the massive amount of money that they owe. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Governor Pataki talking about those tangled webs next on America Tonight.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Who tied the knot in D.C. Did you hear about this? Somehow it kind of got under the wire. There's been so many discussions about what states are on board with this. You already have Connecticut and Iowa and Massachusetts, New Hampshire and Vermont. Now the District of Columbia. And it was the first day for those same-sex ceremonies so that they were legally allowed. And there were a dozen couples who said, I do, including Leah Garowitz and her partner. Couples have 10 days to return their license after getting married. So so more same-sex couples have been hitched on the first day. How about that? Mm. And there are maybe many more to come because there are other states and areas that are deciding on the issue of gay marriage. You know, there have been many states that have had recognized the unions but haven't actually recognized the word marriage. And so as soon as it was announced in the District of Columbia, about 150 couples were eligible to pick up those licenses after they applied last week, and they stood in line and did the normal thing you do when you're getting married, and they have to wait the business days for the licenses to be processed, and that was it. So there were, they expect probably 10 to 12 per day because there's been a high demand. The courthouse is expecting that they're going to perform these ceremonies because there's been a high demand for same-sex ceremonies. And many of the people are older in their 60s, 50s, and 40s, too. So we move from the tying the knot situation in D.C. to two of the oldest people in the U.S., dying. Don't know if you happen to hear this story. I don't think we mentioned it the other day on ATN, and I thought it was interesting. That's a long time to live when you live to 114. So Mary Josephine Ray was certified as the oldest person in the U.S. She died on Sunday. She was 114 years old, 294 days. She's at a nursing home. She was in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. And they say she was pretty active until about 2 weeks before her death. She just enjoyed life, and she was actually planning, because she was close to another year, she was planning her birthday party. That's sweet. Wonder what it is that makes some people seem to live forever and live so well. Here's another one for you. Mary Josephine Ray, to Daisy Bailey, who was 113 years old, and Bailey was born on March 30th, 1896. She died in Detroit. She sadly didn't have the same great existence that Mary Josephine Ray did. She was suffering from dementia, according to her family, but boy, that is a long time to live, a very, very long time. And there are lots of great-grandchildren left and great-great-grandchildren left behind. I think that part's kind of cool. I mean, living that long, the ancestors, imagine the what's cool about that is imagine the stories that could be passed back. People always want to know, where did I come from? Who was I related to? They're even doing a television show about that, where they take celebrities and introduce them to people in their past that they have no idea they're related to, or even people that are dead where they can trace them all the way back. So I think that's kind of cool that both of those families were touched for a very long time by these two women. So 114, 113. Wow. All right, we move from We Can Count to, as I promised, Governor Pataki, at one time the governor of New York, not shy about sharing his thoughts on the current situation happening in the Big Apple. Here's what he had to say.
Prior to the current crisis in Albany, we had over 32 years with three governors who all served and left holding their heads high, and that will happen again. And I just think we need to hold elected officials accountable. We cannot expect them to behave in any way but to the highest possible ethical standards, and when they don't, they should be thrown out, and if they've broken the law, they should be prosecuted.
All right. You know what? I would have to agree with those thoughts. Pataki was actually pretty popular, thought about running for president at one point and decided better of it after having gone through what he went through in his tenure. But he's right. They hadn't had such flip and turnover in a long time in Albany. All right, we move from Pataki to news you can abuse. This from Iowa City. All of our friends listening to us, like Jana in Iowa. It's a thrill of a chill, they say. About 350 people showed up for the nearly naked run in Iowa City a couple of days ago. They stripped down to their underwear. They dashed for a mile. The nearly naked runners donate their clothes to a Salvation Army clothing drive. That's kind of cool, isn't it? And they say the colder the better. Participants get an idea of what it's like to be homeless. After their icy dash, they are warmed up with hot chocolate. I mean, I like what it stands for. That's kind of a neat thing to realize what it would be like if you had to be homeless. So I was just talking about St. Patrick's Day a moment ago with our friend from Illinois. And in Washington, it might not seem like St. Patrick's Day to some people without a stogie. So a Washington councilman is pushing for an exemption to the smoking ban in the nation's capital. Councilman Jack Evans' proposal would allow cigar lovers to light up at the Society of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. Smoking would also be permitted at another event, the Fight for Children. It's a boxing event. The council has passed a one-year waiver. He wants the council to make the exception permanent. But officials of Smoke-Free D.C. are urging the mayor to veto the bill. Can't they just lift it for those two events? Come on, give me a break. Toronto we go. They say it's a 10 grand reward for a hockey stick. It's the one Sidney Crosby used to score the winning goal in Canada's overtime win over the U.S. in the gold medal Olympic hockey game. Hockey Canada team officials say they noticed Crosby's stick and glove were missing when they packed up the equipment. Reebok has set up a tip line. They're offering 10 grand. Sam in Montreal told us about this story that the, what they say, he said that the stick was missing and it's also the glove. So Reebok is saying they've already received some potentially useful information. His stick is a Reebok 10K Sidekick model that retails for about $250. Anybody see that Sidekick stick? Isn't that brutal, Matt, that somebody stole the... I think that's crappy. Somebody took the stick.
Kind of reminds me of Doug Minkiewicz and him holding onto the ball from the Red Sox first World Series in over 100 years or whatever it was.
Totally. You couldn't. That's just not wrong.
Right.
Yeah. No. Can't do that. And this was definitely it for Canada. It was definitely a piece of history, so shame on that person who decided that they were going to take that, and who knows who it was. All right, quickly, we have some birthdays to get to. Do we have any birthday music on hand by any chance?
Any birthday singers? Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
That Matt Johnson, he is the best. Thanks so much to Matt Johnson for his help and his work here on America Tonight. He hired those singers. He's incredible. Okay, who's celebrating a birthday that you might know? How about Carrie Underwood? You guys know her. American Idol's got on to other fame with her songs. She won American Idol back in 2005. She's 27 years old. That's a nice birthday. Shannon Miller, U.S. gymnast, won a bunch of Olympic gold medals, 33 years old. John Hamm, oh, I love this guy. I love the series Mad Men. And he is ad exec Don Draper, 39 years old. Prince Edward, son of England's Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth, 46 years old. Jasmine Guy, hearing that song, 46 years old. She's on A Different World. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Make it count.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you so much.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Elevator music I've ever heard.